This is the I'm Stuff Eating Disorder podcast, a podcast where we teach you stuff about eating disorders that you may not have heard about before. And of course, we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman. And in today's episode, the bonus episode of season 8, we're talking about New Year's resolutions and leaning back. Okay, guys, last episode of this year, and yes, you maybe will be hearing fireworks behind me. It is so crazy wild at my place now that I cannot even record this normally. I need to sit in a fucking car. But okay, bonus episode that I wasn't expecting myself, but I felt like it. And yesterday already was like, I need to record one. And it's all about, as you've seen in the title, the New Year's resolutions and leaning back. And I'm going to take you with me briefly on how you should be doing this different than what you maybe are reading in your generic basic magazines, or maybe on certain places where they talk about eating disorders. So that is that. Again, I'm going to apologize for certain sounds. There's fireworks everywhere, although it's actually illegal to blast them, but yeah, the Netherlands. I'm just going to take you with me in a little update as well. That is the following. We went over 20,000 plays. We have a shit ton of followers. The most of the people that are listening to this are in the USA and then in the Netherlands. And we are in the season 8 that is all about fear. And that's why this episode also correlates very well, because, you know, New Year's resolutions, a new year, it's kind of scary, because what can you expect? And it depends which mindset you have in it. Some people see opportunities, some people see, you know, going out of their old patterns and new things that they cannot foresee. So yeah, we're going to jump into this, and would like to remind you that you can always follow the podcast on Spotify and any other platform you're listening to this. Share it with a friend, caretaker, blah, blah, blah. You know the riddle, and let's jump into this. Okay, New Year's resolutions, we all know how it goes. It is basically, you know, having resolutions, having goals, and trying to achieve them. You've set them for 365 days, upcoming year, and hopefully you can, you know, on your to-do list or your little notebook, you can scrape them off or put a pen through it and say, okay, I've done this. And a lot of people actively pursue them, and at some point they fuck it up and don't proceed on fixing it. And that thing can be because you are maybe giving 125% while you should be giving like 70. And that is exactly what I want to jump into today. Do not give 110%. Do not give 100% for your goals. Rather give 60 or 70%. And the reason why is because most people that are listening to this podcast are people with eating disorders, and they have a symptom package of certain behavior characteristics that are very, very similar. Either you're anxious, either you're black and white thinking, either you're a perfectionist, either you're an overthinker, inclusive future thinking, and either you are a high achiever. And either you have them all or bits and pieces. And specifically, if you are overachiever, you already are giving like 225% more than the normal regular population. So if I'm telling you to back it up, you're still doing more than normal people, but less in your view, basically. And that part of inconvenientness, that part of discomfort, is something you need to learn to get comfortable with. Because the moment you get comfortable with not giving everything or a different approach, same like people with binge eating, sitting out the binge instead of reacting to it and grabbing food, you are developing new, rewiring basically your brain and becoming more leaned back. And that's why that's basically the name of this episode: trying to lean back, trying to not react on everything that's happening, trying to regain emotional control is so important in life. Because if you cannot do that, you're either going to be toxic for other people, or you're going to be toxic for yourself, or however you want to say that. I think one of the best ways to see this is, for example, with somebody that has anorexia and wants to Beginning of the 1st of January is trying to hit that goal of eating 3,000 calories a day, you know, mini mod method and everything that comes with it. So that person starts out Monday going well, Tuesday going well, Wednesday, ooh, you know, it's kind of hard. But being a perfectionist, you want to hit those 3,000 calories. Then you're a high achiever, so that's why it needs to happen as well. Then Thursday comes around, it's becoming harder, and Friday also becoming harder. And maybe at the end of the week, you just completely shut down your system. And you freeze out of fear and stop proceeding with that goal. Although your goal is very healthy, but the way you're managing it isn't very healthy. It actually reminds me of a time ago, a few months ago, that I was bowling with a big group of people. Everybody was throwing, trying to hit strikes. And this bitch here wasn't hitting a lot of strikes, but I was doing okay. You know, I was hitting 7, 8, 6, and maybe once had a strike or something. You know, at the end of that match, I was in a battle, sounds so fucking heavy, with another person that was throwing strikes. But because strikes are all or nothing, black or white, I succeeded with that bowling. And again, for me, I'm not very competitive when it comes down to bowling. However, it shows that if you have a steady input that can fluctuate, that is way better than going for the all or nothing, the 3,000 calories. And that is something that I'm trying to teach you in this episode. Instead of saying I'm not going to binge anymore upcoming week, let yourself have two binges. You know, if it's normally three, or even if it's two, let it happen. Don't put that pressure on it. Your life is already fucking hard enough. Don't gonna add any extra pressure to it to perform, because this is not about performing. You want to recover. Performing is something you can do after recovery, but not during recovery. During recovery, you need to understand yourself more. You need to understand how your brain is wired, so you can rewire it. That is so fucking vital, because this is actually for everybody that's walking out there in the country, dealing with trauma, dealing with bad experiences. If you cannot rewire your brain, if you are not investing on why this is happening, why you're reacting this way and how you can change it, you're going to be fucked over for the rest of your fucking life. And that makes it so hard with trauma, and also going to like shrinks and psychologists. Because even if you do that, a lot of people who are sitting there quite passive in that stool, they're thinking, okay, 1 hour a week, this should be enough. No, you should be fully invested after work, you know, reading shit about it, to understand what is happening, because otherwise you cannot fix yourself. And that's, you know, this will go with ups and downs. And even for me still, you know, having a past eating disorder, once in the fucking blue moon my anxiousness will come back, but it's very, very limited. And also know that it's perfectly fine to have a reaction like that, because it would be strange if you would throw out fear completely in your system, or anxiousness or happiness or stuff like that. All of them have their place in your system because they're trying to tell you something. However, in with the eating disorder system, all of that went, you know, got shaken up and got wired the wrong way. So it is definitely you, and not the shrink, not the psychologist, not the dietitian, blah blah blah, that needs to do the reprogramming. And that is actually for everybody that is listening to this, and where the eating disorder is a sub-symptom, but maybe you have borderline, maybe you are avoidant attachment or anxious attachment, fearful avoidment, God, what do you have more? You have a bipolar, you are schizophrenic, blah 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 blah. Everybody that is DSM-5 type of material needs to understand what is going on. And I would like to address that when I say DSM-5 material or psychological shit, everybody on this fucking planet has some mental issues. The only difference is that some people get diagnosed and the other people do not get diagnosed, because they don't go to the psychologist because of dumb pride or whatever is in their head. Again, and I think I've said it before, at least you saw it in my post, I think, from the stories from the last week, being vulnerable towards yourself, towards others, can be so, so precious, because your growth is in there. For every person that comes to me as a dietitian and I have the first intake with them, and they dared, you know, they have the confidence, or they took the step to come and meet me and tell me, you know, what's going on, I am always so fucking grateful towards them that they do that. I've had In the last couple of months, people told me they were gang raped, they were prostitutes, sexually abused, everything. Or they had an eating disorder past or bad relationship with their mother and whatever. And I'm always so grateful that people feel comfortable enough to tell me about that, because it can be so fucking scary. Even I still find it sometimes scary to tell shit. But to be honest, now I'm quite a stable person. I don't have a lot of shit, crazy shit going on. So, yeah, what I can share, I will share. That's why I'm doing that through the podcast. This is basically my outlook on what you should be doing. You shouldn't give your 110%. You shouldn't give your 250%. Go for 60 or 70% and watch your goals develop through time and watch your perspective develop through time, because that is so damn important. I felt like I was drifting off in this episode, but it is so fucking important that you keep your goals manageable and don't expect a lot from yourself. You are in recovery. You do not need to hit goals. You need to understand yourself. That is this episode, guys. Hopefully you shared with somebody else. I'm going out to a party and celebrate New Year's. And yeah, that is basically it. I had a very interesting year this year. And I'm looking forward for the upcoming year. I'm not a big person with, oh, Happy New Year and Christmas. When I'm with family, I am totally down for that. But yeah, I mean, for me, I don't really distinguish these days. It's just moments that I can spend with people that I love. And yeah, basically that. I'm not a big fan on overemphasizing one day to next to another. I think you get what I mean. Okay. Guys, this is this episode, and I'll see you next year. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.